that's good. Thank you. That's perfect. Die Gedanken sind frei. It's a very old phrase. From the 12th century, you can find it in the Minnesong in the 13th century. At the beginning of the 19th, it became a song, which many of you have heard and some of us have sung, as reflective of a certain moment in the history of the West as Beethoven's Third Symphony, which it approximately contemporarily is. The phrase travels down the European historical tradition as part of a struggle in which we too are engaged. The struggle for freedom of thought is as old as European politics, and it underlies who all of us are today. It exists in relation to a long-standing struggle against various forms of control of thought, each characteristic of the political and economic moment in which they temporarily triumphed. Whether it is the control of education and publication by the Universal Catholic Church, the control of printing and censorship of learning by state power, or the control of knowledge and culture by owners, capitalistically motivated and ideologically inclined, we have been struggling against power for the freedom of thought for a millennium. The struggle for freedom of thought, which is universally admired, though not always actually supported, goes along with a much less universally admired struggle for economic justice and the equality of persons. Die Gedanken sind frei. What's its contemporary little phrase or verse? Well, I would nominate one. When Adam delved and Eve span, who was then the gentleman? The phrase attributed to John Ball, the leader of the peasants' revolt in England in 1381. We have associated the struggle for human equality with the struggle for freedom of knowledge, and we have associated them rightly. They belong together. Because the recognition of individual possibility to allow each to be what she and he can be rests inherently upon the availability of knowledge. The perpetuation of ignorance is the beginning of slavery. So we are part, then, of two struggles, whether we like it or not. A struggle for the freedom of thought and a struggle for justice to persons. That the ownership of culture, the commoditization of learning, poses a danger to a movement for equality and economic justice is obvious to all. This is, as Thomas Gregor just pointed out, I think very eloquently, an inherent part of the problem of globalization, whose sunny side we are. For globalization otherwise means the impoverishment of workers through remorseless competition between the rich and poor parts of humanity. A struggle conducted for the benefit of the shareholders, that is, the few, through limitations of knowledge available to the many. Accordingly, we meet the 21st century not as the inventors of something new, but as the latest generation struggling for ideals that are very old.